Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
We're indignant and indifferent to change. We just don't like it. We just don't. You ever been in a house that has 8 bedrooms and there's 2 people living in it? I have. And they say, well, we had a lot of kids. And they don't want to downsize because that's their comfort level. I've been to 100 small towns that have 4 volunteer fire departments and 3 of them have volunteer firemen that are 70 plus and they can't answer fire calls. Yet they protest if one person says shut it down. I've been to churches with 4 old ladies on Sunday. And those 4 old ladies say, you ain't closing my church. We are indifferent and indignant to change. And it takes courage and courageous leaders to see the truth and to save the church or the firehouse. You've got to change. And if you don't change, it goes away forever. And that hurts. It's the position the school superintendent is in right now, Dr. Walters, who I admire for his intellect, his compassion, and his courage to tell the truth. And that's what he's doing. And if you don't listen, you will suffer. Dr. Walters, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Marty. Good morning to you.
These are difficult times. Let's preface this by saying that none of this is easy, is it, sir?
Absolutely. None of it is easy.
And for someone like you who's been part of this system and seen it flourish and seen it falter, you're the guy sitting in the big chair, and you have to make these decisions. And it must pain you, sir, to watch the district shrink and to have to make it smaller so that it works, right?
Absolutely. It's really a challenge because I realize that, you know, change is hard. But also at the same time, our declining enrollment is real. Our aging infrastructure is real. Financial pressures are real. Competing against other school districts for families is real. And really, our students cannot wait for adults to become perfectly comfortable.
Doctor, you talked about a school the other night that kind of brings it home. Space for 500 students, but fewer than 150 students in that school. That is not manageable, is it, sir?
It's not manageable. And it wasn't an indictment on that community, those students, or the school, but it was a conversation about our reality. You know, our reality is our reality. And when we have 15 schools in our district under 200 students and another 9 under 250 students, that is real. That is something that we can't ignore. And so, you know, others may feel like, hey, it was an attack on a school, but it wasn't. It was just our reality in framing our challenge.
Hey, Doc, you got a classroom with 7 kids and mom's like, I love this. One teacher, 7 kids. But you can't pay that bill, sir. You can't live or thrive under those circumstances, can you, sir?
No, you can't. And it's really not realistic. It's really not real. And really, when we have small schools, it puts a strain not only on the opportunities and access that we can provide for those students, but it puts a strain on those teachers. For instance, if one teacher is out, you know, that entire building then has to be the coverage that day if we can't get a sub. You know, if they want to have a sports team, I mean, how many people are you going to have on this sports team when the schools are small? And so, you know, larger schools give larger opportunities because you can spread the wealth throughout the building. And it's just not realistic.
Hey, Dr. Walters, does it hurt you When people hate on you, sir.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Because they blame you for all this. Does that bother you personally, sir?
Well, I mean, I know that that's what comes with this job. Yeah. I know that, you know, I will have Monday morning quarterbacks. I'll have critics about everything. But I just wish that people will be rooted in reality and truth and understand that this is about children and not about adults.
Doctor, if you don't fix it, someone else will, and it'll be harsh. You know what I'm saying, sir, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have an opportunity now to do it in a way that's reasonable, that's rational, and I think there may come a time where choice may not be a factor.
Dr. Walters joining us this morning. I have always had admiration for a man like yourself because you have the courage to tell the truth. What do you tell people who say, doctor, don't close my school, I'll pull my kids? What do you tell them, sir?
I tell them that, I mean, you pulling your kids really doesn't pull them to another opportunity that's better than the Pittsburgh public schools right now. And what I would also say is that change is hard, and I respect that. And I understand your oppositional feelings, but if we're truly putting students first, then we cannot allow fear of change to become a barrier to their future. And so everyone has an opinion on what should happen, but leadership does require me to move us forward because our children cannot afford for us to stand still.
I love the fact that you're honest and said we have schools where certain kids can't get math classes. That should not happen. You told people the truth, sir, did you not?
I did. And not that they can't get a math class, but they can't get an advanced class.
Exactly.
Because how do I do in a classroom of 10 students if they want an advanced math class? I can't hire a teacher for two students.
Fact.
I can't hire a teacher. So it's a challenge. And so it's really about trying to create a system that creates access and opportunity for all and not just for some.
And what else?
And I want to be forthright and say there's some spaces that are really thriving. But there's some spaces that are really suffering when it comes to access and opportunity.
And this is the brilliance of your commentary. What this does, sir, is diminish the value of the greatness that you're having in some schools. Because all people think is, damn, this district's in trouble. If you can right size it and perform at a higher level, everybody will thrive versus now only certain sectors thrive. Is that accurate, sir?
That is absolutely accurate.
But hard to take.
That is my hope. That is what I want. I want all of our students to have an opportunity to thrive, not just some.
We've had this talk before about discipline and fighting. Two issues. There was a massive fight at Brashear this week. So much so that two of your security officers that are wonderful people were hurt and had to go to the hospital. And then yesterday we had a photographer who just by chance was in downtown in the new park, Arts Landing, and your students just got out of school and were beating the hell out of each other. How do you address this violence issue, sir, with students doing this on your property in your schools? How do you address that, sir?
Well, one of the things that we talk about is it's trying to give students other pathways before violence, like, you know, you can talk things out. You can do things really differently. And sometimes our young people struggle with that because those are the visions that they see in our society now.
True.
They don't talk.
True.
They don't reason. They're not rational. They see adults simply resorting to violence. And so a lot of this I see is them modeling behaviors of adults. And so we continually work with that to try to create other spaces and other remedies for students to solve conflicts without resorting to actual physical violence.
And let's be blunt for those who say arrest them and kick them out of school. Dr. Walters doesn't have a choice. at Central Catholic or Oakland Catholic, they bring your son in who fights and say, get your ass out of here. You're gone. Dr. Walters has to take every student and make the best of it. And that's the truth, is it not, sir?
Absolutely. We're a public education system. Not for some, for all. Absolutely.
Dr. Wayne Walters, truth to power, man. I respect and admire your courage, your passion, and your commitment, and your willingness to tell the truth. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Marty. Have a great weekend.
My man gets it. Whether you want to hear it or not, he tells it. A lot of superintendents would run from the truth. He runs toward it. And that's step one in making this right. I actually love the man. And I love Ebony Pugh, the communications director, who said, let's go. She never says no. She never runs from the truth. It's amazing.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.